Jamie Lee Andrews, Misha Rank on that track as well. It's a beautiful one. And of course, Local is Lekker right here on CCFM. It's 16:19 Central African time. Thank you so much for tuning in and for making us your station of choice.
Now, in a significant development for breast cancer diagnosis, AI-enhanced mammography interpretation has been shown to be as effective as human interpretation in detecting cancers. This is, of course, according to major clinical trial that was published in the Lancet Oncology. This breakthrough has the potential to revolutionize breast cancer screening, making it more accurate and efficient. Now, with October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, this is an opportune time to spotlight the progress made in breast cancer detection and treatment. Chatting to us about this is Dr. Justus Afolshad. He's a surgeon with a special interest in breast health, and he'll be sharing his expertise on the benefits of AI-assisted mammography, highlighting its ability to reduce false positives and improve detection rates. A very good afternoon to you, Doctor.
Good afternoon, Natasha. Good afternoon, listeners. Thank you very much for listening to me.
I hope it's been a fantastic start to your week. Doc, would you say it's been a great week so far?
Oh, yeah. Every week is great.
I love that. I love that. This is a very interesting conversation. I think more so because we found that there's a huge, I suppose, number of people that feel very threatened by AI. Some have not sort of accepted the positives of AI. And then you incorporate AI within, you know, the health field. Let's discuss the latest advancements, Doctor, in AI-enhanced mammography interpretation and, I suppose, its impact on breast cancer detection.
Yes. Let me start off by saying I saw the first digital mammogram way back in 1996, and it was then already enhanced by a computer program, which at the time was rather dumb, but it showed what the way of the future would be. And these systems have been developed over the last couple of decades. This is not something that fell out of the sky, but something that has been developed for about three decades now and has been refined and has now reached the point where we are actually, where we can confidently say that an AI-enhanced mammography interpretation is at least as good as a human reader. Let me illustrate this a little bit to you. I think of myself as a very experienced mammography reader, and I've seen about 150,000 mammograms. An AI-enhanced program has been trained on about millions of mammograms. So that is much more than the human experience is and can ever be. Number two, if you talk about mammographic screening, we are looking at 1,000 mammograms to identify in between 10 and 20 cancers. A mammogram is a black and white image with an awful lot of shades of gray in between. And it is quite clear that this lends itself for the subtleties that are in there that may signify a cancer to computerized analysis. Now, there are multiple aspects to it. Number one, the experience, which I've just mentioned. Then a computer does not know fatigue. Mm. A computer can work 24 hours a day. It takes about a week to train an AI program in mammography interpretation. It takes about minimum 12 years to train a human reader to become a specialist, and then still another 2 to 3 years to become proficient in mammography reading. Mm. And I haven't mentioned the cost here. An AI program like we are running costs, in addition to the conventional mammography that we are running with the tomosynthesis for the state of the art, costs 500,000 rand. How much does it cost to train a specialist? And especially in resource-restricted environments like our country, it is a major, major advance where it be allowed to also improve the health of the less fortunate.
Hmm. Doctor, you've mentioned quite a number of, I think, positives. I want to talk particularly about the time efficiency and even the accuracy when it comes to AI-assisted mammography tests. Let's talk about that.
Yes. Mammography, and that is well-established practice, requires for detection of the optimum number of cancers at least two experienced readers. And two experienced readers take about each, for a mammogram with tomosynthesis, about 2 minutes to read a single mammogram. An AI-enhanced interpretation system will give you the result after 20 seconds about.
Wow.
And this is a major advance. And currently, studies are on the go that actually show that if you have one human reader and one AI program that reads, then you are as good as two human readers, if not better.
Mm.
And you're much more time efficient. So question arises here, can we entrust it entirely? And I think the time will come soon when AI will take over mammography reporting and no humans will be involved anymore, except to screen the, to have a look at the reports that have been flagged, and we can safely not look at those that have been deemed benign and requiring no further action. But we must learn how to trust computers, even with our health. Mm. And that will be the difficult part.
Mm. And then I suppose, Doctor, and we've got a question from Anonymous saying, you know, does this impact, you know, in terms of job security, you know, one would think of, I suppose, the nurses and those that are involved. Is this a danger or a worry or a concern that we should have as patients and even within the community?
Well, we have a scarcity of image readers already.
Mm.
So I see it rather as a chance, but not as a threat.
Mm.
And once again, I think it makes it even accessible to the less fortunate that cannot afford private healthcare. And we should look at that too.
Yeah.
That can be done.
Mm. We're talking to Dr. Justas Athelshad. He's a surgeon with a special interest in breast health. We're talking about, you know, the benefits of AI-assisted mammography, as well as highlighting, of course, its ability to reduce false positives and improve detection rates. Before I give over to Romeo, what are some of the benefits of genetic testing in breast cancer treatment plans, and how does that impact decision-making?
That is a very wide field, and we differentiate between tumor genetics and people genetics. People genetics tell you what risk a patient has to develop cancer. And we know that about 5 to 15% of all breast cancers have a familial genetic component. This is genetic testing of people. Then there's the molecular genetic prognostication. That means that we take the tumor, have a look which genes in the individual tumor are switched on. This gives us an indication on how aggressive this particular tumor is.
Mm.
And we can then direct at these pathways that the tumor uses to colonize the human body. We can direct therapies at that. And that is actually a very fascinating thing. We started with that in 2006 already, and we saw that this was directing the, at the time, rather unspecific treatments, like, for example, chemotherapy, much more specific and indicated to us which patients could safely be saved from chemotherapy, which is the most dreaded part of breast cancer treatment.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Doc. A question I have for you, I've got time for two more questions, Dr. Athelshad. And the first one is, what would you say does the future hold for breast cancer research? And what are the most promising areas of this focus?
There are two areas that have been tickling my fantasy enormously, and already we have seen that. Number one is biologicals. For example, the very most famous one here is Herceptin, which came into practice in the early 2000s. But we now see a plethora of other biologicals. That means biologicals are treatments that target very specific metabolic pathways of tumors, ways that the tumors spread, and cut these pathways. This holds the promise of reducing side effect of treatments while increasing the efficacy of the treatments. That is part one. And part two, which is much earlier in its development than biologicals, of which we now see quite a multitude on the market, is tumor immunology and immunological treatments of tumor, like, for example, anti-tumor vaccinations. There we are still making baby steps, and very little of that is yet in practice, but it holds enormous amounts of promise for the future.
Chatting to Dr. Justice Al-Falshad, who's a surgeon with a special interest in breast health and also has expertise on the benefits of AI, especially when it comes to assisted mammography, and highlighting its ability to reduce false positives as well as improve detection rates. Doctor, got one more question on my side. How can listeners prioritize their breast health, and what resources are available for those who are affected by breast cancer?
Breast cancer is the best studied cancer in humans. And so we know an awful lot. And it is upon the patients to make use of that knowledge. And just to give you an example, it doesn't help if you do not go for your regular mammograms from age 40 onwards. So this is part one. Part two. You must also then, in research, what we know nowadays is breast cancer to a large extent is a lifestyle disease. Look after yourself and reduce your breast cancer risk. And that is very well described. Then, as to what concerns resources, everybody now these days has a smartphone and has internet access. Go to websites of reputable organisms, like the National Health Service in the United Kingdom. There's the American Cancer Association, the Australian Cancer Association. They have very well-structured websites that give you a wealth of information in layman's terms. Make use of it. Refrain from going to sites that are run, if I may put it like this, a little bit ironically, from people who wear aluminium hats and dance naked in the moonshine around a tree.
Doctor, thank you. And we've got a couple of comments that are coming through just, you know, on this conversation. In fact, Annalene Crown just says, "Hi, Doctor. I had breast cancer in 2018 and I'm now cancer free. And it's been 6 years now." That's just a listener commenting on our conversation. Thank you, Annalene. And then Talia saying, "Professor Al-Falshad, amazing, amazing knowledge." That's, of course, just after our conversation. I certainly think, you know, it's amazing what AI, you know, when we give it time, I suppose, and are open to what it can do and how it comes together. I think especially when it promises, you know, an interpretation that is efficient and accurate in just helping this fight against breast cancer.
May I close with an anecdote?
Yes.
Okay, last year I was at the European Breast Cancer Conference in Vienna. And here I met peers from all over the world with whom I started in breast cancer in the 1990s. And at the time, in South Africa, a woman who was diagnosed with breast cancer had a chance of 2 out of 3 of being dead within 5 years of cancer. Nowadays, by chipping away consistently and improving treatments little by little, it is so that we recently had a look at the figures in our practice, And more than 95% of women afflicted by breast cancer are alive and well 10 years later.
Sure.
So we've made enormous amounts of strides. The challenge will be to bring these strides to all South Africans.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Doctor, thank you for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure just, you know, sharing your knowledge and your wisdom when it comes to breast cancer and treatment. And even, in fact, might I add, innovative treatment. And we are certainly grateful for this conversation.
Thank you so much for listening to me.
All right. Bless you. Keep well.
Bye-bye.
Bye. There you have it. Of course, that was Dr. Justice Afolshad. His practice is Afolshad Hussain and Associates. And of course, very, very interesting conversation indeed. If you do want any sort of further information, perhaps you want to have a look at their website or visit their practice, give us a shout on WhatsApp 0617981075. Or maybe you are a breast cancer survivor, like Annalene has shared, and you want to share your story. Feel free to do so on 0617981075. Also, maybe emphasizing the importance of early detection, as it were. On the way, we have traffic, some bills to pay, and then, of course, more music and getting into some of your birthday messages. Keep them coming on 061 798 10.